Good morning. Welcome. Welcome into this beautiful brand new day. You've tuned into the Intentional Transformation Podcast. I am your host, Dr. Leonie H. Matteson, and I'd like to say a hearty welcome to all of my listeners. You're blessed, you're highly favored, and today is going to be a fantastic day in the Lord because you're in today. And so I'd like you to join me as we declare some things over our lives today. As I live in God, my love grows more perfect. I can face Him with confidence on the day of judgment because I live like Jesus in this world to the best of my ability. 1 John 4:17. I receive an abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness. I reign in life through Jesus Christ. Romans 5:17. I am kind and tender-hearted to others. I forgive them as God in Christ has forgiven me. Ephesians 4:32. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Philippians 4:13. I ask God to set a guard over my mouth. He keeps watch over the door of my lips. Psalms 141:3. I let the peace of Christ rule my heart. As a member of one body, I am called to be peace and I'm thankful. Colossians 3:15. I walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, pleasing Him in all respects. I bear fruit in every good work, and I am increasing in knowledge, in the knowledge of God daily. Colossians 1:10. I am being strengthened with all power according to His might. I have great endurance and patience. Colossians 1:11. God has not given me a spirit of fear. He gives me power, love, and self-discipline. 2 Timothy 1:7. God loads me with daily benefits. He is my salvation. Psalm 68:19. I am God's servant, and He takes pleasure in my prosperity. Psalms 35:27. I meditate on God's word day and night. I am successful and prosperous. Psalms 1:2-3, Joshua 1:8. God makes all grace abound toward me so that I always have sufficiency and an abundance for every good work. 2 Corinthians 9:8. I honor the Lord with my wealth and the first fruits of all my produce. Then my barns will be filled with plenty. My vats will overflow with new wine. Proverbs 3, 9 to 10. I prosper in all things. I remain in health just as my soul prospers. 3 John 1, 3. I bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, and God opens the windows of heaven for me and pours out a blessing so great that I don't have enough room for it. Malachi 3, 10. God abundantly blesses my provision. Psalms 132, 15. I give and I receive. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will it be. And God will put it into my lap. Luke 6, 38. Jesus Christ is generous in grace. Though he was rich, yet for my sake he became poor, so that by his poverty he could make me rich. 2 Corinthians 8, 9. Christ redeemed me from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for me. Galatians 3, 13. I experience all blessings as I obey the Lord my God. Deuteronomy 28, 2. I am blessed in the city and blessed in the country, Deuteronomy 28:3. I am blessed from the fruit of my body. I am blessed with today's equivalent of produce of the ground, the increase of my work, my cattle, my herds, my gifts, my talents, and the offsprings of my ideas, Deuteronomy 28:4. My kneading bowl and the baskets are blessed. It is the means by which I am tangibly increasing, Deuteronomy 28:5. I am blessed when I come in and blessed when I go out, Deuteronomy 28:6. The Lord causes my enemies who rise against me to be defeated before my face. They come in against me one way and flee before me seven ways, Deuteronomy 28, verse 7. God bless your hearts. We're going to stop there for today, and we're going to pick up from Deuteronomy 28 tomorrow. I'm going to do Deuteronomy 28 tomorrow as an affirmation for you, and I want to stop here because I want to encourage someone who is listening and you are encouraged to repeat these affirmations. I want to remind you and to let you know that while you are saying or repeating these affirmations or these declarations, I know that you're probably struggling to believe some of what you're hearing, but anything we practice becomes perfect. It is not because of your goodness or your own self-righteousness that allows you to be who God says that you are. I want you to believe these affirmations, and I want you to know you are who God said that you are. I want you to truly embrace your identity in Christ. So I'm going to start over. I feel led to stop right here and pick up with Deuteronomy 28 again, because I sense that some of you are struggling to believe this affirmation, but it's okay. Keep repeating them on a daily basis. If you would like to obtain a copy of my devotional, Beside Still Waters, Find Rest, Refreshment, and Restoration for Your Soul, why don't you go ahead and email me, leonie@leoniematteson.com, or follow me on Instagram, Leonie H. Matteson. I'm also on Facebook, Leonie H. Matteson, and on Twitter, Leonie Matteson. God bless you, and thank you for joining in today. Come back as often as you need to. We're in this together. Together we win. Together we win. God bless your hearts.